joined with Wes Walker in the building.
The boys are back in town.
We already know how we feel. Okay, we've been gone for a while. We haven't done an episode in a while, so I had to start one. I have to start this episode off with this.
Crab cakes and football. Nice. That's what Maryland does.
So we're back. All right. Look here. The NFL draft is coming up in 2 weeks, and we were waiting for some offseason news when it comes to the Baltimore Ravens. We got some. Wasn't the new. Honestly, if like we signed Kenny Galladay or like Robinson, someone like that, yeah, the break would have been over. Like, no, we're back. Record tonight. It's like we gotta do this. But yeah, we took a little quick break just to get prepared for another full season of Ravens football, because you already know once April starts, the season started. Like,
yeah.
Once the draft hits, the season's here now.
Yeah.
Because you
kind of shaped up your roster already, because trades come around draft day, too.
Yeah, exactly. So. Like, the all-season stuff, unless it was a big, big splash, it's not really – it's a good day. Like, we got Sammy Watkins. We let go of Matt Judon, Yannick Ngakoue, even though I saw that coming. We dropped LJ Fort, but we picked him back up.
Yeah.
Willie Snead's gone. Where did Willie go to then?
I think he went to the Raiders, I want to say.
Yeah, he did go to the Raiders. All right. And Dad's been dropping tweets defending Lamar Jackson.
Of course.
I forgot about that. So yeah, man, this ain't Lamar's fault. It's just someone else in that organization's fault. I don't want to say names. Just like, yeah, we know you're talking about Greg Roman, bro. Hey, Rock.
It was just a real weird kind of scenario, because one hand you hear other people blaming Greg Roman, and the other hand, like Sammy Watkins come here and saying, hey, folks is not getting open.
That's what I'm about to say. Sammy Watkins came in and was like, hey, y'all all trash.
Yeah.
that's all I heard.
See, y'all not getting open.
It's like, what? You talking about you, the guy that can't make it through a whole season is going to talk that? I would take offense to that.
Yeah, and I love it. That brings the intensity up in the locker room. Like, oh, this is Mr. Can get open all the time. Okay. All
I'll tell you one thing. When Sammy Watkins gets strapped up. Everybody, I thought you said you could just get open, huh?
I want to be optimistic about it. I want him, like, you know, come in here and is like, hey, listen, this dude is just going crazy. He's always open somehow.
Hey, look at him. At football practice, that's going to stop.
And also,
put Humphrey on him.
Also,
just to
keep it fresh, we did have some signings. Kevin Zeller.
Oh, Zeller. Yes. Kevin Zeller from the Giants and the Browns. He plays right guard. He's actually a great pickup.
Right. And also Josh Oliver, tight end.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
So we had some pickups.
No. You're right. I did. We were supposed to talk about Kevin also, because Kevin is actually when we played against the Giants, I was watching him like, okay, so he's holding up Clayus Campbell. All right. And then switched over. Oh, he's holding him up too. Like, okay, that's all right. Because remember, we was playing them. The game wasn't close, but we didn't get the pass rush we wanted for a while. Then we got like 3 sacks back to back. And then it was a penalty. And then that's when they got the touchdown, I think, what happened. Or something. I remember that. I think it was fourth quarter. We got 3 sacks back-to-back. And then it was like, oh, yeah, pass interference. And it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so when it comes to, when it comes to protecting Lamar, we're trying to address that. We still got some big holes in our team. Like, for example,
Pass rusher,
wide receiver. And we can't have enough protection.
DBs.
So
DBs too. I mean, we always need DBs. You never.
And you always need, you know, if you got a franchise quarterback, you always need some old linemen to protect. And we still, because you know, it's kind of uncertain what's going to happen with baby Zeus Jr. So we kind of try to figure out what that's going to come about. Because I mean, he's going to be a huge hole to fill, a tackle that could play left and right. And an elite level, so that's gonna be something to look into as well.
I mean, but Baby Zeus wants. I mean, he doesn't want out. He wants money. Let's be specific about this. It's not like he says, "I hate the Ravens. Fuck the Ravens." He's saying, "I want to get paid." Mm-hmm. So, like a left tackle, right tackles, yeah, they get paid, but you know, the left tackle money is the money. I want that money. So can't get mad at that. But he's gonna be I'm gonna say it. I don't want to sit here and say he's going to be here, because, like you said, draft is coming up. he might be one of the guys like, hey, you want to get paid, bro? They got a left tackle position open for right for you. You can fight for that one.
Yep.
And yeah, we're about to trade up to grab somebody real quick.
Like right there in Jacksonville, brother. You can go ahead and live your life.
Jacksonville got like 5 picks. Like, hey, bro, like y'all gonna use all 3 of those picks in the first round?
Yeah,
like, give me one of those real quick.
It's right there for you, bro. Right there, sunny Jacksonville. Yeah, you have fun.
Exactly. You won't complain as much. But now, I mean, not complain. He just won't get paid. But yet, also, news that's been coming around since we're talking about most recent news, the Ravens have Justin Houston in the building right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's in the building.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. They're speaking to Justin Houston.
So this happened today?
This happened, yes. He flew in, I believe, he flew in late Tuesday. And was supposed to come in Wednesday. So he basically was in there yesterday.
Okay.
Going Thursday. You forgot it was Wednesday. So he was in there yesterday. I think he didn't make a decision yet. They're still working. I think they're probably trying to not let him go back to the Colts because the last time that happened, T.Y. Hilton just signed back to the Colts.
Yeah.
So.
That's a name.
Yeah. He got a name on him. Now, I would say this. We did say the pass rusher is a position that the Ravens do need. How would you feel if Justin Houston was to be picked up, even if that means losing a compensatory pick? Compensatory.
I didn't really see too much. I mean, I wasn't paying too much attention to the Colts last year, so I didn't see too much of his impact of what he did and like how well he was playing. So just by the name, I mean, of course, like we all know Justin Houston's a baller, but I don't know how well, because I mean. Wasn't he playing for the Chiefs before?
Yeah.
And then he went to the Colts for 1 year, I guess.
Oh, I can't see how long it was, but he went for the Colts for 1 year. Yeah, actually, he's been, I mean, going back to Justin Houston, he's been playing with the Colts for 2 years since 2019. But yeah, actually, you know what? His production, we just looked at, we were searching it. Yeah, he actually had, 11 sacks one in 2019 and 8 sacks in 2018. We could use that.
We can use that.
I mean, and then to combine it with Tyus Bowser and Ferguson,
mm-hmm.
those are two people that I know that want to see. I think the Ravens probably say, okay, it's now we drafted you guys. Tyus Bowser's been showing up, but Ferguson's like, okay, we drafted you, bro. This is your chance. Come to training camp, earn a position.
So far, Ferguson last year, he had 2 sacks. So.
Yeah, I mean, he was in a rotation, though, so it wasn't like he was a sole guy out there. Yeah, I mean, you got to think about Yannick and Judon was holding it down, and then before that, they had Bowser out there mostly, so he wasn't getting too much, but he was getting back there. But as his point right now, it's like, hey, you're going to be in getting more snaps if possible. You got to show me something, especially at camp.
Yeah, Judon last year had 6 sacks, and 2019 he had 9.5.
That's what I'm saying. So Justin Houston is an upgrade.
And that 2019, like,
even as old
that 2019 year for him, it was a great year. Like he was a year that he was shining. So using your imagination of how that would look if we could get Justin Houston. So in that sense, I wouldn't mind getting using a because picks are just picks, right? So like at the end of the day, you don't know how these players will do in the league. You don't know how well they adjust. You don't know how well they'll play. You don't know how their mentality is or anything like that. So if you already got a proven player out, why not?
I mean, you wouldn't mind us giving up basically a compensatory pick for Houston?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind at all.
Because if you really want to think about it, people like the Rams with Coach McVay, they just don't care about picks no more.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll give you picks for a guy that I know is already good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, like the chances of you picking up a dud is pretty likely. And you got Justin Houston that you know probably can give you about 6 or 7 sacks and on an easy day, in an easy year. So it was like, okay, well, I know he can probably do that. That's kind of better than most of the productivity we were having.
Yeah.
I don't remember how much Yannick, how many sacks Yannick got, but I don't think it was that many.
2? With us. I think he get about 2 or 3.
So it's like, okay, I wouldn't mind having that. So that with that being said, I don't mind. Yeah, get the pick.
Yeah. All right, cool. I mean, I'm with you on this one. I'm not, because like I said, I've come around to the Sean McVay camp of football, and I was like, you know what? I mean, yeah, we like to have picks, but this guy's a baller. So we're good. Like, the picks is just saying, like, hey, you might be good. Yeah. So we're grabbing you. And we're crossing our fingers that you're the next Aaron Donald.
Like, and on top of it, like we were saying before, like, even if it's a later round pick, it's like, dang, now we got to see how, if this is going to be a stud, and we have to develop him, and we got to make sure he, you know, got the right mentality, learn the playbook. And
I mean, we got lucky
learn how to be
Orlando
a pro.
Brown.
I don't think we got lucky with Orlando Brown. We all knew he was nice. He was supposed to be top five pick.
He dropped real. I was saying that's how we saying we got lucky. He dropped that far down. He dropped the third round.
Yeah.
Come on now. He wasn't supposed to drop third round. He was a first round pick.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's what we want to bring up. So you cool with Justin Houston? I'm seeing like, I mean, Ravens, I mean, I guess it's saying like, hey, we didn't get the wide receivers that we wanted. Well, we got Sammy, but we got a wide receiver. But we wanted, we was going after certain guys first. So it's a lot of pass rushers available. Jadeveon Clowney just got signed. I murdered his name. Jadeveon Clowney.
Jadeveon,
he just got signed by the Browns, which, I mean, okay. All right. Like, that doesn't scare me, but it's cool. Sounds good.
I mean,
I was looking more so for, I didn't want the Ravens to get Jadeveon Clowney. I was looking for us to get Melvin Ingram or Justin Houston. I figured those two dudes would give us some productivity from the get-go.
Right, exactly.
And I don't think that, and then, well, he's 32 years old, so he probably has, what, 2-3 years, like 2 years left. Yeah. About 2 years.
But, I mean, it makes sense because we don't have too much of a veteran.
Defense, we do.
I mean, I'm saying as far as rush ends, we don't have too much of a veteran.
We re-signed Pinnell McPhee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so
that's my guy. He's a good edge. He knows how to set the edge. He's good at setting the edge.
Yeah, stay in the hole, set the edge, and he can get a little bit of pressure over there. He's smart though. He uses his brain and kind of gets it. Like, when you start getting smart, you kind of be in the right place at the right time a lot of times.
Oh, and that's what they say about players who have experience.
And one thing with productivity is very important is sniffing out that goddamn screen.
Oh, that's
what experience is there.
The screen until he got back.
Well, because, you know, screens are very great for
kicking our ass with screens.
Well, screens are very great for young, anxious.
That one is, oh, the quarterback's the one.
Yeah.
I'm getting
Pat Mahomes. And he just start running. They just toss it right over your head, and they go off to the races. So.
Almost got him.
It's right there.
I'm right there, coach. Did we miss our pick?
No, so that's the funny thing about this. I've seen this one before. They just skip over the Ravens pick.
Like, what?
They don't even talk about them.
For real?
Yeah. They skip like three picks. They talk about New Orleans. They talk about the Ravens. Just go straight to Green Bay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, NFL Network.
Yeah. They don't care.
What? And it wasn't even a glitch. It just went right to it.
Yeah. Straight up.
Huh?
Yeah. I've seen this before.
Okay. Well, anyway. So. This one I'm about to say. The screens for Nemeth, he was good at setting the edge. He was good at sniffing out screens. We definitely need veteran presence to teach the younger guys that, because that's what we were getting murdered from, like, the first week one to, like, week five of last year. The screens were killing us. It was like people just knew it. Like, oh, yeah, they're young. They're going to get the quarterback. Oh, Patrick Queen? Oh, yeah, we got rookies. We got rookies, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Patrick Queen. People like that, when you got to kind of what they do, they say slow step, basically, like, kind of the step and replace, and just kind of go about the emotions a little slower than you would, because, like, especially Patrick Queen, he's an athletic linebacker, so he's fast. He wants to show everybody how fast he is.
Hey, guys.
Like, hey, fast. Guys, I'm really fast. And sometimes when you're a linebacker, you kind of have to step and replace and kind of see the play unfold, and it's a really delicate kind of thing, because you got to be fast enough to get not be in the O-lineman way so they can put hands on you, but fast enough to kind of slow enough to kind of see the play develop and kind of figure out what exactly is the play developing to. Like, okay, initially you got to see if the lineman is going forward or backwards so you can see if it's pass or run. And then from there, it's like, okay, you got to kind of do some more step and replace. And if you find out where they're going with the ball, or, you know, like we was talking about with screens, you kind of like, oh, pass, run. Oh, pass again. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. All right, let's do this. We're going to get into what player or position would you not be upset that the Ravens grab at 27, say if we don't move up? So let's get into, all right, so we have been looking at the draft, the mock drafts lately. Oh, sure. I know. We have been looking at the mock drafts lately. A lot of people have been placing us with Terrace Marshall as of late. Terrace Marshall Jr. And you say, who's the other person that they've been looking at, linking us to, the edge rusher?
Yeah, Phillips from Miami. Okay. Also, you know, like other wide receivers and things of that nature. But it's looking very pass rusher / wide receiver esque.
I mean, we do need both. But yeah. I trust the Ravens, like, scouting department to pick up a good pass rusher in later rounds. I don't trust them to pick up a wide receiver ever.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm sorry. It might be different with Oz. I mean, EDC at the helm, but when Ozzy was there, they're like, yeah, wide receivers ain't happy. We got some tight ends and some, like, good Hall of Famers, like, as far as, like, defense.
Yeah.
We definitely got tight ends.
And, I mean, I think it's still a little early to tell. Like, EDC, his first draft was, what last draft was it? 2019.
Yes.
So,
did great on 2019.
Yeah. I mean, we were just looking at, Hollywood Brown dropped
The tape.
He dropped some practice tape.
Was that his tape to say, "Hey, Sammy Watkins, I get open"?
I don't even know if that was it. I mean, it probably was just I'm sure it had some sort of. I'm sure that video came from that a little bit, but
where were these plays?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I don't know, man. Like that was. It was impressive.
Dude, where were these plays at? We could have used those.
That boy. And honestly, that
he
made
was burning everybody.
You know what that made me miss? When we used to have Annapolis. We'll go to Annapolis and watch the practice.
And watch the practice.
Live practice. Because I don't think we've seen one since Lamar, have we?
Definitely haven't.
I don't think we
2018,
went.
2018. I never been. I didn't go 2018, 2019. The 2020 was canceled. So.
Yeah, I didn't ever seen Lamar Jackson at that practice. Because I remember we used to go all the time with Flacco.
Yeah, Flacco.
And that's something we would want to see at those times. We're like, all right, let's see what he got for real.
Yeah, actually, those practices have been great to see lately because it's like, okay, we have too many dudes out here that has names. Like, I'm going to see Mark Andrews, what they do at practice.
Especially
Hollywood. Like, man, Hollywood don't get open and we look at it like, hey, he's getting open the whole time. What plays you call the plays you call in practice in the game.
See Hollywood against Marlon Humphrey. One-on-ones, that would be a sight to see. You know what I mean? Like we were talking about Miles Boykin. A lot of people feel like, you know, they don't, you know, he is not being as productive as he should.
Me.
He might be, you know, one-on-ones probably be like a monster. You know what I mean? Like, oh dang! Oh,
so he's that guy.
What's going? I feel like he's a practice player. Well,
about say he's the practice player.
But I mean, but also I think he's growing as a what is it? NBA? I'll say NBA. As an NFL player, so I mean, time will tell, I guess. But
so basically, you're just saying edge rusher if you don't move up, it's 27. If it falls to us, how about this? Who would you rather have, Rashad Bateman or Terrence Marshall Jr.?
Rashad Bateman.
Okay.
He's a better option.
Okay. I'm just asking the question, man. Yeah. I'm trying because I don't care. Yeah. Either or.
I would love Rashad Bateman. I think he will fit well for our offense, but and also, like I said before, man, like I noticed that Terrace Marshall, like when I looked more into who he was and stuff like that, I saw that he had 7 drops out of 51.
That's not bad.
That's not good.
7 out of 51?
If you get 7 drops in the NFL, you're probably the top. And no. People getting like 90 targets.
No, you don't get it. You ain't the top.
Yes, you are.
No.
People don't get that many drops in the NFL. Like, Larry Fitzgerald dropped one ball in like 3 years.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I mean, for a run-first offense, I think you would need to catch the ball a lot more.
That was a slight on DK Metcalf, too. Look where he at.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
But also, they not in a run-first offense. Like, they barely even cared about the run, it seemed like.
Well, no, they did. They were a run-first offense, and then they went on the Let Russ Cook campaign and then went back to running.
With DK?
Yeah, and then they went back to running.
didn't see too much.
Yeah, I know because I had him in fantasy. Okay. I know these things. Yeah, they went back to running, but it was definitely a time when it was let Russ cook, and he was out there throwing 50 balls a game, and that shit dropped like 30 real quick.
Yeah, but then you know I think because I think DK shoot in our game DK dropped the ball. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he drops.
But he makes up for it.
Yeah, because he gets opportunities. We don't have that many opportunities when you play the Ravens. You go and drop, and then it's like, all right, he's a bum. Nope. Like, you know what I mean? So that's all that is. You won't get too many options to catch the ball. Like,
I mean, Hayden Hurst has never dropped the ball, but when he got with us, I'm just saying, college is college.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for certain intangibles, like, okay, he might be able to work out here. You don't know. Everybody, come on, you got to look at these drafts. Except for one of the drafts you looked at, like, everybody was damn near great. But most of these drafts you look through, like, you forget people's names. Like, wait, he was supposed to be good? Like, oh, shit, forgot about that guy.
Yeah. Yep. Especially, like, now it's getting to the point, maybe it's because I'm getting older, but now it's getting to the point where it would be last year. Like, dang, last year, I don't remember this guy. Who was this guy? Like, all right, cool.
Yeah, No. You got to stick out.
And that's what we were talking about earlier with what I would rather trade a pick for Justin Houston instead of I'm like, it's really hard to, you know, decide on who will be a good prospect and if they will really pan out in the NFL. So, I mean, they already panning out. Why don't you just pick him up? You know what I mean? So
Pretty much. So we're good right there with the draft picks. Actually, we just kind of just waiting for the draft to come up. I mean,
can't wait.
Yeah, can't. Like I said, you know my favorites right now. I mean, I'm rolling with the Terrace Marshall. I'm rolling with the Rashad Bateman. I'm rolling with the Creed Humphrey. I'm rolling with Phillips. Okay. I can see a pass rusher being needed. I'm only speaking about first round. We're not speaking about the second, third right now. We ain't getting to that point. But, yeah, I mean, we're at a different spot than we should be. We are at a spot that's real low. And I would like us to either move up, but I don't see that happening. And honestly, if anything, if everything's gone, I see the Ravens more so moving back.
You know what? I see a lot of people talking about spots, and I mean, this is very familiar territory, I feel like, for a Ravens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We always in the 20s. Like, we haven't.
Like, damn, yeah, you know. If you came one more pick, we was going to pick him up. Like,
Shut up.
Just go get him.
We live in the 20s. We haven't really been outside the 20s until other than when we picked up Ronnie Stanley. But before that, you know it was in the 20s.
Yeah.
So we just very familiar territory, so I'm sure they know how to maneuver around it. I mean, that's not to say anything good about it because, you know, we was still trying to get wide receivers then too. So, but, I mean, good wide receivers have fallen before. Like, I remember Kyron Ridley, I think he was in the late teens. Moore.
Justin Jefferson was, like, what, 20?
Moore was in the 20s. That plays for the Carolina Panthers now.
DJ Moore.
Because, remember, we almost picked him. But
yeah,
then,
I like DJ Moore. Played Merlin Boy.
I mean, we can definitely have options to get a solid wide receiver. Like, I think we talked about the last episode we had was you'll be surprised at how many defensive linemen, how many offensive linemen, linebackers, how many safeties, how many corners.
And this is actually a draft. Because
corners is a big position that they get picked in the first round a lot, too. And
but I say, this is a draft that someone will drop because most drafts don't have – 4 or 5 quarterbacks that everyone wants in the first round.
Straight up. Like, and that's probably.
And we already know 3 are gone, like, ASAP.
Five quarterbacks is going in the first round.
And that's insane.
Chances are. And that's what happened in the Lamar Jackson draft.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, man. Like, and then, you know, like I said, safeties, corners, linebackers, all these other positions. It's 22 positions in the game. And everybody has their own need, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, not everybody needs a wide receiver, not, even though how flashy it is or whatever. And then, like we always say before, like, we got to reserve space for a fluke because there's always two flukes that have you scratching your head in the middle.
It's going to be the San Francisco 49ers choosing a D lineman.
It's going to be Jordan Love getting picked by the Green Bay Packers.
I have the Jets messing this one up.
I just got, like, a random team messing it up. You know what I mean? Like, there's some random, like, okay. It'd be like some guy that you never want to
know. Jordan Love getting picked up by the Packers was like, what?
Yeah, it was like,
why?
Okay.
Like, he was going to be around second round.
I think, yeah, and then even at that time, they was wide receivers available. And he's like, everybody was like, oh, all right.
Yeah, that was weird.
So it's definitely possible that a lot of people could drop. I mean, we wasn't going to get pick up J.K. Dobbins.
Oh yeah, yeah, he dropped. He dropped crazy. Like, and he's supposed to have been gone first round.
Yeah, and he's top two running backs in his draft. So
he's going to be. If he shows up like he showed up last year, at the end of the year, he's going to be that guy.
I'm optimistic about him, man.
Oh yeah, I love him. I love J.K. Dobbins. He runs heavy. He runs and fast.
Because I was watching the Buffalo game, and I was like, I think we're so excited about Mark Ingram, but I feel like J.K. would be like a little bit more explosive, and that's scary because Mark Ingram first year he was going crazy, and the fact that it's a possibility this dude could do it better.
And then on top of it, I mean, I'm giving him the coronavirus pass. He didn't get the training that much. Off season was kind of like,
for J.K.
For rookie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He didn't.
Patrick Queen. They came in like, okay, so we Zoom meeting this shit the whole time, and soon we come back to practice. It's kind of like, yeah. So
he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, suit up. No preseason. We going right in. Yeah. Like what?
Yeah, he got jumped into the fire and he survived. Yeah. You know. And it was a disservice for a lot of rookies, but he got into that situation and he thrived. And like now he got a whole offseason to work out with veterans and you got your contract. So now you got money to get the quality performance training that you deserve.
Paying my fucking $20,000 for some trainers.
Yes, sir.
Invest in that body.
Yes, sir.
So you can make it. Make it to the 30s like Mark Ingram did.
Right.
So, that's why you make it to the 30s, bro. Yeah, good. Yeah, a good run.
Right. So, yeah, and then like he was saying before, like, you know, he considers Mark Ingram as a brother, like outside of football. Yeah. Like he's just a person that was just, you know, a good role model. So
Mark Ingram with the Texans now, right?
What was it?
Mark Ingram's with the Texans now, right?
Yeah, he's. I thought you said he went to Texas. I'm like, what happened? Yeah, he's with the Texans now. Yep. So wish him the best of luck. You know what I mean?
I figured he had one more year left in him. That's about it. But that 1 year.
Who are you talking about?
Mark Ingram. Like, when he came with the Ravens and that 1 year with him and Lamar, I was like, oh.
Yeah, like, right.
This man still got it.
And I mean, let's be real. Having a running quarterback doesn't hurt because
everybody focused on him. And
it's like,
you're like, oh, the lanes have opened.
In my opinion, if I got to choose, I'm picking a running back to thrive versus a quarterback because now you all over SportsCenter. Like a running back running for 400 yards, like
that's what you're supposed to
do. Yeah, like running back running for 100 yards, like okay, whatever, it's not. But you see a quarterback running for 100 yards, like all right, it's not. I don't want to be on first take.
You on first take?
You know what I mean? So. And then if your quarterback run for 100 yards, you know the running back won't get it. So that was 200 yard game.
Why do we need a tight end? I'm sorry, this is random. We were watching something on TV, and it's like the Ravens knees and said tight end. Like, what? Bowles coming back? We have Andrews. We picked up old boy from the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the other guy?
Tomlinson.
Yeah, we got like five. We want 10 tight ends. All right. And so I guess Yannick, he's still available. That's old.
But it's old. March 4th. I mean, it's a month ago.
This is old.
Month old.
Yeah, sorry guys, we're looking at old stuff. But yeah, now speaking of working out, though, let's go ahead and want to wrap this all in and wrap this up. Lamar Jackson was caught on video working out with Hollywood Brown and my guy Antonio AB. Business is booming. He has his own gym out in Florida, though, right?
Has his own gym.
Yeah. I just like how Lamar Jackson's a quarterback doing wide receiver workouts.
Yeah, I was like, this is elite.
Like, you know, like Peyton Manning, we're going to get out there, stretch, and do some calisthenics, and we're going to just toss the ball around here. And Lamar
some quarterbacks don't even work out. I honestly feel like Phillip Rivers just play with his kids all day. And just practice his little, you know, practice with some court wide receivers.
But I say Joe Flacco definitely did.
Look at some film.
Did Joe Flacco hit the gym? If he did, probably lift a little.
Yeah, it was just more so arm. You know,
all arm day,
arm farm. That's it. Like, hit the arm farm, and that's it. You know, so
yo,
I know damn sure Tony Romo didn't touch no gym.
Oh, come on, now.
You know what I mean?
That boy was flabby.
he looked like somebody that's with the Sports Authority. Is like, all right, let's go ahead and get some. Give me a helmet, shorter pads, and let's grab that jersey. Let's get it.
Resist the band. Yeah, do that.
You know, so. That I thought it was dope. I like it. You know, I was just talking to you about it right after it happened. I was like, I think the first 2 or 3 years of his career, he was so focused on, all right, I need to prove that I'm a quarterback. And now he, at that point where he just don't give a fuck. He's like, you know what? I am who I am, and y'all gonna respect it. I'm finna get paid, and y'all gonna see my ass for the next 5 or 6 years. So. Get used to it, and I love it. You know
just
what I
like
mean?
Like how he ended up doing speed work, like, I got caught by some linebackers. Like,
yeah, sir. I like it. I like it, man.
Nah. Here we go. Quick twitch. Let's go.
Yeah.
I was like, him and Hollywood look good. One thing about them Browns, man, them dudes can work out.
They gonna work their ass off. That's
all they know.
That's for sure.
I'm watching them workouts to see AB working. AB's been working like this for like the last 10 years.
Like 24/7, man. He don't stop.
Antonio, Marquise came in right underneath his wing. Like, oh, we work out on off seasons. Yep, you get like a month of break, maybe a month and a half. Then you come meet me in my gym, and we going in.
And you remember, I think last year we were talking about whether a good AB would be a good impression for Hollywood or not. And I think we're leaning more to a good impression now. Because now, now Hollywood is looking like, oh, he's a Super Bowl winner, and he's getting back in the gym right now. Like, he didn't even, like, normally, like, you would think, oh, you won a Super Bowl, so you got to do your whole parade. You got to be off for, like, 3 months. You know, like, you can talk about something. Oh, yeah, I don't care about this. I'm a Super Bowl champ. Like, he's in the gym right now. Like, I'm ready. Let's go. You know what I mean?
I got another contract to get.
Yeah, because he's technically.
I heard y'all need the wide receiver over there in Baltimore, y'all.
And I wouldn't be mad, honestly, like, because clearly he's working out with Lamar.
I mean, I don't think anyone in the Ravens organization gonna see him with AB especially after last year. Like, okay, AB's not a bad influence. I think these guys kind
of Super Bowl champ now.
I think these guys kind of finally, they probably got to their heads like, oh, I think these guys used to hang with him and they're just used to AB being AB. It's like, hey, yo, cuz crazy, bro. Yeah. Like, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, cuz always wilding, man. He crazy. Yeah. And just like, oh, well, hey, whenever you call us to work out, we're going to work out.
But you know what about, we're going to go a little bit into AB. One thing I did, and maybe it was just because it's Tom Brady, so he really couldn't say nothing. But one thing I would say about him was he wasn't getting as much targets as he would normally get.
And he
zipped his lip. He shut up. And he proved that all he cared about was winning. He just wanted to win.
I got a ring, bro.
He's like, oh, we in the playoffs? All right, that's fine. We won another playoff game? Okay, that's fine.
But, oh, you gave me
three catches? Okay, that's fine. Let's keep winning.
Then you get rewarded. Tom Brady throws you a touchdown in the Super Bowl. He's like, oh my God. I got a touchdown for
Call
Tom
God.
Brady.
Call God.
I got a touchdown for Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, we're good. I'm good. My life is stamped.
Yeah. Like, so, and I think especially, I don't know what's going on AB's head, but I feel like now at this point, I got my ring, I got my stats.
Yep.
Now what? Now what? Now I gotta leave an impact. I gotta leave a legacy.
I was about to say it's time to build that legacy. Get 12 dudes underneath your umbrella.
Yes, sir.
The new guy, them dudes of college.
Yes,
oh yeah,
sir.
You broke. Come on my camp. Come
yes,
my,
sir.
Oh yeah, AB, so, AB, so, AB written all over everybody.
So now you're changing into the land of, oh, he's a veteran receiver. He could cheat on the ropes. Blah blah blah. He could be an influence. Blah blah blah. And that's what I think we could do. So I'm like, you know what? If we pick up AB for, you know, technically he's going for peanuts right now, I'm not mad.
Yeah,
I'm sure he wouldn't be mad. I'm chilling with my cousin.
I already
got my ring.
He's not.
I might get another one.
Right now. He's asking. Everybody else said, "Oh yeah, we're coming back. Hey, let's do it again. I'll take what I took last year or less." AB's like, "Nah, bro, up there to about $3 million."
Yeah, man.
I'm telling about a couple million, bro. I'm worth money. I got Super Bowl.
But also, all right, he's going to get humbled, right? Because
no one's doing it.
No one's doing it, and he's clearly the only one kind of that didn't get re-picked up by the Broncos.
Yeah, because he's asking for more money.
Yeah, so, and...
Like, bro, we did you a favor.
So now it's getting a little bit humble city coming over there. And like I said, I think Baltimore can sweep in and like, hey, so we kind of getting a whole, we getting a band together and the wide receiver crew. Duh, we already got a, we no, already no, got no, no, South no, no. Florida, you know Central. We got Watkins. We got Hollywood.
What's the Super
and,
Bowl? What's the Super Bowl at this year?
Huh?
What's the Super Bowl at this year, next year?
I want to say L.A. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just thinking about who, I'm trying to think of what teams are going to play in the playoffs because we can't have a whole Florida a skills position team because you have Watkins.
Lamar,
Hollywood, then you're going to add AB. It's like, oh, they're going to get cold. They went, oh, it's cold out here, guys.
It's okay. JK went to Ohio State. It's all right.
We don't want to play.
He
right
from
here.
Ohio. He's fine. JK like, from Ohio. He can just rush, you know, run
Florida
the ball.
All dudes out there like, man.
And Lamar is a December baby, so he said he liked the winter.
He said he's seen snow once.
He said he liked the winter.
And
he liked
time
the cold.
Was at Buffalo.
Yeah, he said he liked the cold, so he's fine with it.
He's like, bro. He's like, man, look at. Hey, that's a funny thing they talk about. Like, I think who was it, Notre Dame or somebody? What team? I can't remember what team did this to Miami, but it was like, yeah, we had Miami, not the UU, but you know, layer on you.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, hey, look, man, they put the temperature right by the motherfucking the dressing room, mm-hmm. And dudes came out there like. Double layered up on everything. Like, oh yeah, we're winning today, guys.
But but I mean,
because they ain't used to this. We used to this every day.
But that's the thing, man. You can't.
It goes Notre Dame.
The reason why I say this is you can never really get used to the cold.
You can't.
Like that's keep it put it in perspective. Aaron Rodgers is from California.
Facts.
Tom Brady is from California, I think.
Yeah, California.
So California he went boy. To Michigan. Yeah. And then he went to freaking New England.
I mean,
New
Michigan, he got used to that cold. I said that's a different type of cold.
Yeah,
you don't get used to the cold, but coming from Florida right into the cold versus like
Aaron Rodgers came for Cal.
Yeah.
He played for Cal.
Yeah.
And then he went straight to Green Bay.
And he sat for like 3 years.
And that's harder. Sitting
he
down.
He knows the cold.
No, bro. Sitting down in the cold is worse than playing because
you're right.
Active. You're moving.
So now he feels warm when he's on the field. They did the right thing. He sat him down for 3 years, get used to this damn cold, and then how about then he played?
Nah, man. AB will be just fine. I was like, you know what? Sammy played in Kansas City for 3 years, so he should be fine.
Yeah, he definitely knows the goal.
AB played for Pittsburgh.
I think we're gonna go for wide receiver in the draft. Hopefully early on, like the later round picks. I don't know why. It's just like the Ravens don't give him much love, even though I think Duvernay is good. I mean, he didn't get too much, you know what I'm saying, too much love. But I got the only way the Ravens could respect the wide receiver coming into the team is like, oh, first or second round. Like, okay, yeah, we got to play him because we're paying the money.
So
like,
so we
think about everything about money.
We're currently looking at the mock draft right now. You see, this is the whole defensive run. This is crazy.
Like crazy. Second round.
Yeah, this is all first.
He wilding.
It was great.
All
it was
these
quarter, linebacker, edge, linebacker, quarter. So I don't know if it's going to go that bad.
It's not.
But. But no, man, it's definitely a possibility that some wide receivers could fall to us. But the more we talked about that AB situation, the more I liked it. But I'm just interested. I can't wait. We're gonna go ahead and mix up the riot punch. Go ahead, watch some Ravens draft. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I mean, as boring as the daggone draft is, I'm gonna have some fun watching it.
Oh,
so
yeah, you got to. You know, we pick all late and shit.
Yeah, so, right. We just be like, all right, it's just
waking up like for not off. Wake up at 11 p.m. Oh, it's us. It's our turn
now. You know the sad part about it? I've really watched the whole thing like waiting. Like it's not like I'm just like, all right, it'll be Russell Aarons and stuff like that. Wait till I pick. I'm like, all right, let's see.
Maybe I should go out this time. When I went out the last time, I went out to the movies and the draft was going on. I was watching my phone like when I got out. I knew we had a late pick. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, we got Hayden Hurst. Cool. Then as soon as I got in my car, we got Lamar Jackson. So maybe I just don't need to watch.
I watched that whole thing, and I watched it unfold. And when we picked up Hayden Hurst, I was going to take a shower. I was like, you know what? All right, we done. I'm about to take a shower, go to bed, got work in the morning. And then I heard somebody say something about one of the players on our team or something like Joe Flacco. And I was like, why are they talking about Joe Flacco when the Eagles get drafted? And I was like, oh, I walked up like, wait, huh? We back with the clock? So, I mean – maybe EDC got some more magic. Well, that was actually Ozzy. But maybe EDC got some magic up his sleeve like Ozzy, you know, take some risks. You know, I mean, taking some risks in the draft kind of panned out for us. Just, I mean, that time around, so.
All right, y'all. So, look here. We would make this episode a little shorter this time. We got things to do, and we actually been waiting for some more Raven news to come about, and we're going to go ahead and drop another episode. Make sure you rate, subscribe, comment. Let us know what we're doing wrong. Let us know what we're doing right. All right, it's another episode of Raven's Flock Talk, and we are out.